will increase the flow of blood into an area by increasing the temperature of the tissue. For example, heat can be generated within muscle by the use of shortwave or ultrasonic radiation. Deep massage and active exercise will do the same thing. Contrary to what one might expect, a hot pack will not increase blood flow since the heat does not penetrate the skin, let alone reach the muscle. Paradoxically, an ice pack may increase it by stimulating a reflex response to the cold. But what does one accomplish by doing this? Unless the pain is somehow the result of decreased blood flow or reduced oxygenation resulting from some other mechanism, increasing available oxygen is of no value. As you are aware, it is our hypothesis, now supported by rheumatology research, that oxygen deprivation is precisely the mechanism of TMS muscle pain. Nevertheless, I do not use these therapeutic modalities because they are only of temporary value and because they are physical. The use of radiation, these days mostly ultrasonic, the application of hot or cold packs, deep and superficial massage, and active exercise are widely used in the treatment of pain syndromes almost regardless of presumed etiology. For example, a diagnosis of herniated disc is made, but it is decided that surgery is not warranted. In that case, after a period of rest in bed, physical therapy will often be prescribed if pain continues, usually consisting of deep heat, massage, and exercise. It is difficult to understand what this is intended to do. It will not change the anatomical status of the extruded disc material. It will temporarily increase blood flow and may tone up muscles, but to what end? As one who wrote this prescription perhaps thousands of times many years ago, I must confess that the rationale was often fuzzy and there was not a little wishful thinking involved. I would think, do something and maybe the pain will go away. Strengthen the abdominal and back muscles to support the spine. Relax the muscles. And so forth. If the physical therapist was particularly talented, the results were often very good. Alas, here again was the placebo response at work, meaning that the result was usually not permanent. However, if the therapist remained available to the patient, another round of therapy might result in pain relief for a few more weeks or months. But the patient continued to live a life circumscribed by many prohibitions and admonitions, and the always present fear of a recurrence of pain. My immediate response to any treatment to combat inflammation is, what inflammation? To the best of my knowledge, no one has ever demonstrated the existence of an inflammatory process in any back pain syndrome, and yet, enormous amounts of steroidal and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medication are used in treatment both prescription and non-prescription. Judging the efficacy of these drugs is a bit difficult, because most of them have analgesic or pain-killing abilities as well. Since there is no inflammation in TMS, one must assume that improvement with these is due either to their pain-killing function or the placebo effect, with one exception. Steroids, so-called cortisone drugs, will reduce or banish the symptoms of TMS temporarily in many patients. I do not know how or why this happens. I see these people when the pain returns. They have TMS, and they usually respond to treatment with permanent resolution of symptoms. It bears repeating here that treating chronic pain is not medically sound. Pain is a symptom like fever. It has been elevated to the status of a separate disorder on the hypothesis that certain psychological factors cause the patient to exaggerate the pain. As I stated before, this theory requires that one acknowledge the continuing presence of a structural reason for the pain, which is then exaggerated. In my experience, in both the mild and the severe, the acute and the chronic pain syndromes, in the majority of patients, it is the physiologic changes characteristic of TMS that are responsible for the pain and not a structural abnormality. These physiologic alterations result in pain and other symptoms. To treat those symptoms is no wiser than treating the fever in someone with pneumococcal pneumonia. Where did this chronic pain theory come from? The problem originated with the failure of physicians to accurately diagnose the reason for the pain. Then, when it became severe, chronic, and disabling, they threw up their hands and hoped that someone would relieve them of the burden of caring for these patients. Physicians were happy to shift the responsibility when the behavioral psychologists came along with the theory that psychological needs created a brand new disorder which they called chronic pain. Pain was elevated to the status of a disease by psychological fiat when frustrated physicians abrogated their appropriate role as diagnosticians. Pain is, has been, and always will be a symptom. If it becomes severe and chronic, it is because that which is causing it is severe and has gone unrecognized. Chronicity, in the case of these pain syndromes, is a function of faulty diagnosis. Here's a case history that makes this clear. The patient was a middle-aged woman with a grown-up family. She'd been essentially bedridden for about 2 years when she came to our attention. She had suffered from low back and leg pain for years, had been operated on twice, and had gradually deteriorated to the point where her life was restricted almost entirely to her upstairs bedroom. She was admitted to the hospital, where we found no evidence of a continuing structural problem, but severe manifestations of TMS. And no wonder, for the psychological evaluation revealed that she had endured terrible sexual and psychological abuse as a child. She was in a rage, to put it mildly, and had no awareness of it. She was a pleasant, motherly sort of woman, the kind that would automatically repress anger, and so it festered in her for years, always kept in check by the severe pain syndrome. Her recovery was stormy, for as the details of her life came out and she began to acknowledge her fury, she experienced a variety of physical